The power to endure. My dear young ones, I write to you as one who has witnessed the deepest recesses of human suffering, and yet, despite all, has found that the power to endure, to choose, to rise again lies within you. I wish to share with you the essence of what I have learned. The world is, as you know, a place torn by struggle and division. The shadows of violence and hatred loom over us, just as they did in the past. And yet, there is a truth, a singular truth, that I must pass on to you. The seed of war is sown within each of us. Not in our circumstances, but in our response to them. You are often told that to prevent war, you must change the world. But I tell you, the world is changed not by imposing upon it what you think should be, but by changing what you are, and how you think, and how you choose. For in the quiet spaces of your heart lies the power to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances. That is the first victory, when you refuse to let the world take your soul, no matter how brutal the blows. In this world, it is not the weapons of war that determine victory, but the weapons of peace, compassion, understanding, respect, humility. These are your greatest tools. Learn them well, not merely in your words, but in the very way you live. This is a world where strongest often seek domination, where those who are afraid want to instill fear in others. But those who are truly powerful, the ones whose names echo through time, are those who broke bread with others, who chose empathy. I ask you, young ones, to cultivate in your hearts a genuine compassion for others. For in the face of suffering, it is easy to see only the evil, but harder to look deeper, to see the humanity in those around you, even those who would seem your enemy. When you walk through life with an open heart, you see not the person as a stranger, but as someone carrying the same burdens, the same fears, the same desire for meaning. When you can recognize the shared humanity in others, you have already begun the work of peace. War does not begin on the battlefield. It begins in the hearts of individuals who choose fear over trust, violence over dialogue, pride over humility. It begins with a refusal to listen, a refusal to see beyond one's own narrow view. But to prevent war, to preserve what is most precious, our humanity, you must practice listening. Listen with the intention of understanding, not of reacting. Listen to the stories, the pains, the joys of others. In this way, you build bridges instead of walls. But let us not mistake kindness for weakness. There is a strength in gentleness that the world often overlooks. Strength is not the ability to impose your will upon others, but the ability to stand firm in your convictions while still holding space for the convictions of others. To be unbreakable is not to be invulnerable, but to be resilient, to be able to bend, but never to break. You will face challenges, misunderstandings, and yes, even cruelty. But remember this. The most important thing is not what happens to you, but what you choose to become because of it. Choose to rise. Choose to be kind when others are cruel. Choose to forgive when others hold grudges. Choose peace when the world chooses war. And finally, I urge you to remember that you are not alone. None of us are. There is a quiet strength that comes from knowing that even in the darkest hours, even in the most trying of times, you are connected by the same human longing for meaning and belonging. When you stand for something greater than yourself, when you stand for understanding, for compassion, for peace, you will find the courage to be unbreakable, for you will know deep within your soul that there is nothing that can take from you that which matters the most, your ability to choose how you respond, how you live, and what you stand for. Choose wisely, for your choices ripple through time. With respect and hope, a friend.